Welcome to the No BS Mama Podcast. I'm your host, Megan. I'm married with three kids and found myself stressed, overwhelmed, and lost in motherhood before I gave up the idea of perfection and remembered that my needs are important too. If you're looking for a mom friend who drops F-bombs, loves road trips, and will always hype you up, then I'm your girl. I want to cut through the bullshit and have real conversations about all things mom life. I definitely don't have all the answers, but I am here for you, girl. And I'm bringing in some experts and other moms to help us out too. We know there's no one-size-fits-all solution, so make sure you take what serves you and leave what doesn't. So go ahead and grab that coffee, that glass of wine, or whatever floats your boat, and go hide from those kids while we dive in. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the No BS Mama Podcast. My name is Megan. I'm your host. And as always, I am so happy to have you here. Today's episode is dedicated to the mom who feels like she just doesn't have time. I have been there. I know that if you're not in this right now, that you have also been there. And if you are the mom who right now is feeling like, I just don't have time to get it all done, I hear you, I see you, you're not alone, and you will get through this, okay? So I wanted to start this episode by sharing kind of an unpopular and maybe a controversial opinion. But I was asked on a podcast a couple days ago, someone was interviewing me for their podcast, and they asked me, what would you say to the mom who says they don't have time to go to therapy? Because that was the focus of the conversation, was how important it is for anybody really, but because my audience is particularly moms, I spoke directly to that audience. And the answer that I gave was basically, if you feel like you don't have time to go to therapy, you're using that as an excuse. And I don't mean that from a place of like, everyone has the same 24 hours in a day, blah, blah, blah. And I don't mean that to sound like out of touch with my audience and moms in general. Really what I mean by that is, number one, like, you are worth the time, energy, and effort required to create room in your schedule to make yourself a priority in that way if you feel like therapy is something that you need. I feel like when we are in the thick of things, whether it is motherhood specific or we're dealing with depression or anxiety or just general overwhelm or work is crazy right now or whatever it is that you're dealing with that has you feeling like you just don't have time, sometimes when we're in that, it is easier to say, I just don't have time, than it is to do the work. And the problem with that is that when we do that, we don't ever get to resolve the problem, right? Whatever's creating this problem of, you know, whatever feeling we're experiencing that's making us feel like, you know, we would benefit from therapy, or we need that self-care time, or we need time away with our girlfriends, or whatever it is, right? There's a million things it could be. For the sake of this conversation, we'll stick to the therapy thing, because if you're feeling like therapy is something that you could benefit from, but you're saying to yourself, but I don't have time for that, it's time for you to make time for that. And that can come in different ways, right? But first, I think the most important thing is that mindset shift that you are worth the time, effort, and energy required, right? Just like I said. That is a mindfuck. The second mindfuck is that we have been socialized to put everyone and everything ahead of ourselves. And so how can we how can we schedule this time on our calendar, this 1 hour, right? Maybe it's 2 hours, because maybe you don't want to do a telehealth appointment because you really need to get out of the house. So it's a half an hour there, an hour session, and a half an hour to get home. So that's 2 hours in your week that you feel like you just don't have. And I'm going to back up here a second. There are definitely seasons in life and in motherhood where we truly do not have 2 hours. There are seasons, right? Postpartum, I always use that one. If you are a caregiver for someone who is like very sick, if you have whatever your circumstance is, right? But those are seasons. Like, there's an end point to that where we have to get out of this survival mode and really like accept that this is our life now, right? And we have to learn how to manage and deal with it in a way that's not going to continue to perpetuate this like road to burnout, right? So if you are in this season where you're looking around and you're like, oh my God, I have been saying I don't have time basically since I was in high school. I went from high school to college to job to married and kids, and that whole entire time I kept telling myself I don't have time. Girlfriend, this is not a season. This is a mindset, okay? If you are looking around and you're like, I can't remember the last time I felt like, or I can't remember the last time I didn't feel like I didn't have enough time. Again, we are beyond a season, right? It's time for us to figure this shit out. You do, you have to. And this is very much like a tough love episode because it's that important. It is that important. This cannot be sugarcoated. Like, I'm going to say it again. You are worth the time, effort, and energy required to feel better. You are worth the time, effort, and energy required to get out of this funk. You are worth the time, effort, and energy required to feel like a human. You are worth the time, effort, and energy required to feel like you're not a bad mom. You are worth the time, effort, and energy required to feel like you are not a failure. You are worth the time, effort, and energy required to be living a full, complete, and happy life and not living as this shell of a version of yourself, the shell of a version of the person that you once were. You are worth the time, effort, and energy required for that. And it is time, effort, and energy, and hard work to get out of this place. And believe me, I recognize that. And believe me, I know that maybe you are not married. Maybe you don't have a supportive spouse. Maybe whatever situation that you're in that doesn't equal to my situation, right? You are worth the energy required to be creative about the resources that you do have access to and utilize those, right? Maybe you don't have a supportive spouse at home that can watch those babies, but maybe you have some PTO time that you can utilize at work, right? Like, and when you're hearing this and you're in that, and you might be thinking like, I am not about to take my fucking PTO time at work to go to a therapist appointment. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Because it is that important. It's important. And maybe there's other things. Maybe you can't take PTO, or maybe you've exhausted your PTO or whatever, right? Maybe you have to cut back on Christmas so that you can pay babysitter for 2 hours a week for the next 6 weeks so that you can get your ass in therapy. Like, stuff is not a joke. This is not a joke, and this is not a drill, you guys. Like, we've got to get out of this mindset that it just doesn't get better than this. We have got to get out of this mindset that there just is no time and that's just how it is. Like, no, we don't have to live in this constant state of fight or flight. We do not have to live in this constant state of anxiety and fear and lack because our to-do list never gets done. And all of the responsibilities and all of the people that we're trying to take care of, we always feel like we're letting someone down because there's just not enough fucking time. Right? So maybe it's not that you need to go to therapy. Maybe it's just simply you need to get out of this space of feeling like there's just no time, right? Whatever it is, whether it's, you know, I have this to-do list that grows quicker than when I cross things off, or it's I have all of these responsibilities and all of these people and I wear all of these hats and I always feel like I'm dropping the ball in one area because there's not enough time. You don't deserve to live like that. You don't. You should wake up every morning and rest your head on your pillow every single day knowing what a fucking badass you are, knowing what a great mom you are, knowing that you've done your best and the rest will fall into place. You deserve to feel confident in that. And I think it starts with this mindset of I don't have time. Let's make the time. Let's get creative with our schedule. Let's take a look around. Let's see what are we prioritizing that truly is not a priority. What are we wasting time on that really doesn't deserve our attention? Whether that's an actual like physical thing that we're doing or it's giving someone else or something our energy. Right? If you're like me, you are relating to that hard. Like there are people and there are projects and there are all kinds of things that are just sucking the energy right out of you and sucking the life right out of you. And you are allowing those things to stay around. It doesn't have to be that way. You are allowed to say no. You are allowed to create a boundary. You are allowed to say, this is not serving me and I'm not dealing with it. You can do that. It doesn't matter if this thing is your boss at work or a coworker, someone that you have to work closely with every day. Like, sometimes we fall into these patterns and then we're in it. We recognize that it's bad for us, but we feel like, oh, it's too late. I can't get out of it. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. If you want to, you can. I believe that to my core. And again, I'm going to say this again because I know that this has been like kind of harsh. There are seasons of everyone's life that we truly just have to embrace the suck and fucking like barge on through. Like I know that. I have been there. I will be there again, right? But I want you to really sit and be honest with yourself and recognize, is this truly a season that will be coming to an end soon? Or is this a recurring pattern in my life that has always been, and if I don't do anything, will always continue to be? Because I don't know you personally, but I feel like if you listen to this podcast, if you're saying, like, if I don't do something about this, this is how the rest of my life is gonna go, you are not okay with that. And that in itself can be like crippling. It can feel so overwhelming because you're just like, I have to make this change and it's uncomfortable and it means I have to have this conversation with this person and it means that I have to speak up about what I need and how I need it and when I need it and who I need it from, we are not used to doing that. We're just not. And again, I'm just going to say very gently this time, you can do it. You are capable. You are smart. You deserve to speak up for yourself. Like, you deserve all of these things. You deserve all of the good that this world and this universe has to offer you. You do not deserve to live in a space where everything sucks, everything is overwhelming, and you're too busy for anything fun or good or healthy. Right? You are worth the time, energy, and effort required to create the space in your schedule to do something for you, to prioritize you and only you. You are worth it. If you hear nothing else in this episode, I hope that you hear this because I've said it 100 times and I'm going to say it 100 more throughout the duration of the rest of the longevity of this podcast. You are worth the time, effort, and energy required. You are worth the work. Your happiness, your health, your mental health is worth it. It is worth it. Believe me, from someone who has been there, it is worth every obstacle. It is worth every tough conversation. It is worth every moment of FOMO, right? It is worth it because you are worth it, and your kids are worth it, and your relationships are worth it, and your family is worth it, right? I believe that. And I know that you believe that too. And I know that if you are listening to this right now, you have the ability to sit and really be honest and recognize this is not just a season. I am beyond a season. I've made a lifetime commitment to wearing busy as a badge of honor, and I'm not going to do it anymore. And I'm going to start making changes to dig myself out of this hole and to create space in my schedule. And it starts right here in your head. It starts with just that simple mindset shift of, I don't have to live like this. I am worth more. I don't have to accept this as normal. Right? It all starts with you. And I don't mean that in like a this is your fault kind of way. Please don't take it that way. What I mean by that is like we've been conditioned. We fall into these patterns before we even realize it. And then when we do realize it, we're like, oh shit. Well, there's nothing I can do about it now. So, oh well. Like, no. No. And again, that's not your fault. It's just what happens sometimes, right? But now that you have recognized it, now you can take ownership of how you move forward. And it's not pretty, and it's not perfect, and you're not going to be good at it. And it's even going to feel uncomfortable when you start. When I first started setting boundaries, it was a work thing. I had this situation where I had accidentally committed to being available to my manager at, like, I don't know, 7:30 p.m. every like Wednesday night or something stupid. And at first, when I made the commitment, it was like this time of year. It was like in between, like there's not really a lot going on with school. There was not really a lot going on with sports. It was during COVID-ish anyway, so like even if it was, we weren't as committed to things because we still really weren't going out. Like, I thought it wasn't a big deal. And then a month into it, 2 months into it, now we're scrambling to see who can take kids to practice, who's going to make dinner, who's going to do all these things while I'm doing this work thing outside of my normal work hours, not being compensated additionally because I'm a salaried employee. just because, right? Just because I didn't say like, hey, manager, this no longer works for me. And so when I first started to say like, hey, listen, I'm no longer available during this time. I'm happy to contribute to the conversation asynchronously, like send me your questions or whatever. I'll send you my questions and we can collaborate otherwise, but I can no longer be available during this time. There was no like actual pushback from him, and there were no repercussions at work or like to my job performance or anything like that. But for me internally, I was dying inside because I wanted to be a good team player. I wanted to do a good job. I thought that to be those things meant that I had to say yes to every request and every opportunity and put my needs and my family on the back burner. And that's just not the case. You can be a great employee and you can be awesome at your job and you can still put boundaries in place for yourself and your family, right? So that's one example for me, but the point of the conversation right now is to let you know that I really struggled with that, even though he didn't come back and say something like, oh, but I really need to chat with you and this is the only time I have available, or do you have a different day during the week that you can meet around the same time or anything like that. Like, God forbid he had, I would have probably crumbled. And I was working with a therapist at the time who was like reminding me every week, because I was still meeting with her weekly at the time, like, why do you feel like that, Megan? It's like, what lies are you telling yourself to support how you're feeling? Like, all of these things, right? So many times we are putting the pressure on ourselves. We get in our own way. And of course, I hope this goes without saying that I know that everyone's situations are different and everyone's circumstances are different. And I recognize that this is a global audience and cultures are different and things like that exist, right? I do know that and I do understand it and I do get that. And for the woman tuning into this podcast, I truly believe that there are opportunities for you to be creative with what you have to work with, to change your mindset and the way that your brain works, right? And the things that you think about the situation, and get creative with the resources that you have and put boundaries in place to make things better than they are right now. Not perfect. Never perfect, right? That's never ever our goal. But they can be better. And just a little bit better at a time can really add up, right? And it feels like when we're going through it and we're making such little progress, it feels like nothing's changing and it gets really frustrating. But when you look back a month, 2 months, 6 months, you're like, holy shit. I didn't even remember how far in it I was. I didn't even remember how bad I felt, right? Like, that's important to keep an eye on, because whenever you're working on something and going through something like that, it can be really fucking frustrating because it feels like nothing's changing, right? It's like when you're losing weight. And you see yourself in the mirror every day, so you don't notice. But you see a family member that you haven't seen in 6 months, and they're like, holy shit, where did you go? Like, you're disappearing in thin air. Like, what happened? You're losing all this weight, right? Like, that's a real thing. The same is true for behavior change. So, anyway, that was today's tough love conversation to the mom who feels like there's just never enough time. I'm here to tell you that there never will magically be enough time for you in your schedule. It's never gonna happen. It's for sure never gonna happen by mistake, right? this is a very intentional thing that you have more control over than it might feel like right now. You do. So this is something that we can work on together. If you are interested in one-on-one coaching, I am looking for one more client for the month of September as we head into school and fall sports and everything like that. So if you are the tiniest bit interested, you know where to find me on Instagram at the No BS Mama, or you can email me at the No BS Mama podcast at gmail.com, and we can get you all the information and see if it's a good fit for you and everything like that. But even if you want to work on this on your own, I think I'm going to start to put together some resources for you, because this, I don't know, all of a sudden this really has been like weighing on me and something that I know that a lot of you are dealing with, and I want to help you. Whether you want to work with me directly or not, I still want to be there for you and support you in any way that I can. So I'm going to be putting together some resources, so be on the lookout for those. They'll be coming your way soon by way of email. So if you're not on the email list, go ahead and hop on there as well. As always, the link is in the show notes. So that is all I have for you today. Until next time.
Hey, babe.
Mom.
Shit, you guys. I gotta go. I really hope you loved today's episode. If you did, it would really mean the world to me if you would share it with a mom like us so she doesn't feel so alone either. And if you're not already in our free Facebook community, girl, what are you waiting for? I promise it just takes 2 seconds. You don't even have to search for it. Just go ahead and click the link right here in the show notes. Until next time, try to remember to do something that's just for you this week.